This is why we can't have nice
things. That last song could have definitely been it. It is Hank FM, and it is our daily look at the reasons we can't have nice things, which, coming off a weekend such as the past one, you'd think maybe with Easter going on, and no, that didn't slow things down. It was also 420 yesterday, and we go to Mississippi, and a police officer in Mississippi yesterday on 420 pulled a vehicle over for traffic violation, and officer walks up to the vehicle. The driver rolls down the window. They caught a whiff and asked the driver, "Hey, you been smoking? Can I see your license?" Driver said, "Sure," and handed the officer a
No. Oh, what?
Carl Domino, 58 years old, of Story, Arkansas, made his way over there to Richland, Mississippi, and that's where his travels stopped, because after he handed the police officer the joint, he then admitted, I am currently doing that. And then after a search, because of probable cause, they found more than 120 ecstasy pills, more than 3 pounds of pure ecstasy, or MDA, and 5 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms.
That's unfortunate. It's not good choices.
Plus 2 digital scales, so we like to do math. Mm. Well, now he's going to go in front of the scales of justice and stay in Mississippi for a while.
So picture it. You're driving around Perth, Australia. Look up and see Spider-Man. How exciting is that? Well, not so much. A 41-year-old man was hanging from a bridge overhead and had to be rescued by emergency services with a cherry picker. Yes, he was dressed as Spider-Man. No word on why he was doing any of this, but we'll have a long time to think about what he's done behind bars.
I'm guessing that wasn't the real Spider-Man if he's the one that needed rescuing on that.
Yeah. If it was, he'd have his spidey senses. Don't be ridiculous, KB. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Let's go to Kilgore, Texas. And inside the Kilgore Walmart, which in and of itself must be an interesting biosphere of humanity. As an unnamed in this story man there in Kilgore, Texas, late last week, was arrested for discharging a flare gun inside of a Walmart. The man said his flare gun went off accidentally, and police arrived and detained the man. Turns out he had some warrants. He was charged with disorderly conduct, also theft, and unlawful possession of a firearm. I get concealed carry, but a flare gun? In the middle of the ocean?
Cheaters around the world are not safe, thanks to a TikToker by the name of Char. She discovered her boyfriend on Tinder and got even by starting to stream his profile on her big screen TV while he was asleep, which was quite a sight when he opened his eyes. Char then said, "Hey, get out of here. You're getting the boot." But he's hoping that little online profile isn't enough to break them up for good. Mm. He then sent her flowers. Oh. But he also threatened to call the police. So okay. I don't know how this is going to end.
It sounds like a very functional relationship, and I wish them very much the best.
Shame. Shame. Well, you know, shame.
It happens.
Shame.
Let's go back to Walmart. And Lee County, Georgia, police are looking for a Walmart shoplifter named Aaron Johnson. See, Aaron was driving one of the Walmart mobility scooters just around the store and was just kind of using it as a semi-getaway vehicle in the store, stuffing stolen items into the backpack while he was tooling around on the scooter. He then motored to the front of the store, where everybody in the Walmart surveillance team and security had been watching him do all of this. I mean, because, you know, it's kind of hard to... Anyway, he then did not use it as a getaway vehicle. No, he abandoned the scooter and then jumped off and sprinted to a getaway car on the other side, the far end of the parking lot. The police identified
him. Didn't really have a disability.
The police there said, Lee County, Georgia police said, quote, "What happened next can only be described as a true miracle." He became the Usain Bolt of shoplifters. The police could not catch them. I know. It was an Easter weekend miracle. Dum, yeah. Dum, dum, dum,
dum. So lots of folks went to the coast for Easter weekend and got a little surprise while they were there. Turns out there was a big raid on a ship offshore. And so the bad guys began unloading bales and bales of cocaine into the waters. As a result, these are now popping up on the beaches of Galveston and Jamaica beaches down there. Officials are requesting you promptly call authorities if you run into any of them.
I'd liven up a family vacation, wouldn't it? Dum, 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 dum. Yeah. And then we go and end in Bristol, England. Late last week, there was a beautiful ceremony and a new marriage to celebrate. See, Megan from Bristol, England, has married the River Avon.
Oh, what?
Yes, when talking about her wedding ceremony, she says it was heartwarming, it was touching. Those in attendance felt the love that she feels for the River Avon,
which runs there through
Bristol. No, it's an actual river. She says she doesn't get jealous when she sees people, other people in the river. And she says it will never end, just like the river itself, their love. Look, here on the show, we really love water, but I don't know if that's... But she loves Will It Flow.